何面对苦难毒恶的世界？上宣笑话老和尚开示。
How do we face a world of evil and suffering? An instructional talk by the Venerable Master Shun Hua. The Buddha Dharma, the proper Dharma, the image Dharma, and the end of the Dharma are manifest because of living beings' karma. People in ancient times had plenty of blessings. The water everywhere on earth was as nutritious as milk. During the proper Dharma age, people's blessings were thick and their wisdom was immense too.
Kandawa. 相法时代所喝的水呀，就没有那么好了，没有那么有营养了啊。那么现在这个末法时代，我们所喝这个水更是啊没有营养，不但没有营养，而且还有毒了啊。这个水里头啊有含藏的有一种毒质，那说啊咱们消过毒了，就是因为消过毒，所以呀 啊那个毒还是会有的，因为你消也消不没有这个毒啊啊，在这个世界上一天比一天多，所以把这空气也都染污了啊，把这个世界呀、啊、这个清新的空气都没有了啊，在这个空气里边也有一种毒质。
When it was the age of image Dharma, water was less pure and less nutritious. Now, during the Dharma ending age, the water we drink is even less nutritious. Not only is it unhealthy, but it's even toxic. The water contains the toxicity. Some say we disinfected it to eliminate the poison. Even after sanitizing the water, it is still poisonous. You can't eliminate the toxin. As this type of poison increases in the world, the air becomes polluted. This is why there isn't any fresh air in the world.
So, 充满了这种种种的毒气啊，原子弹、氢气弹这种毒，人人都知道了。可是啊，每一个人呢，由那个口里头放出来那个毒啊，那是啊，比什么毒都厉害。那么形成这个世界上啊一天比一天坏，为什么这个人也一天比一天坏？就因为啊，受这个毒气的熏啊，天天那么熏的，他醉生梦死的，熏的他也不知道啊，做人是干什么。啊，都是啊，愿意吃喝嫖赌赌那么横帮拐骗偷是这样。那么所以这种的情形啊，是很危险
的。There's a toxicity in the air because people use lots of poison. So many people use poison.When you breathe in toxin, a chemical process occurs whereby you exhale the toxin into the air in space. Hence, our space is filled with this type of toxin, which is even more poisonous than atom bombs or hydrogen bombs. Everyone knows about this poison, and yet the poison we release from our mouths is even more harsh and harmful than any poison. We make the world worse.How? Surrounded by such poisonous gases, people become worse too. They don't know how to be humans. They live as if they're drunk and die as if still in a dream. They eat and drink, prostitute and gamble, deceive and swindle, cheat and steal. This situation is very dangerous.
Right, 要是想把这个世界真正消毒了，怎么办呢？就是大家一起都吃斋，不吃肉，能都吃斋呀，这个毒就一天比一天减少了。所以啊，那么这个世界想真正消毒，就要吃素啊，不吃肉，不吃肉类，这样的时候。就因为啊，这个众生肉里头啊都有毒，这种毒质啊是很微细的啊，你吃了它当时不晓得，但是久而久之啊，中这个慢性的这个毒啊是特别厉害。这种毒没有什么药可解的，为什么呢？是因为这里头冤孽太深。
Therefore, we must eliminate the poison in the world now. How? Everyone should be vegetarians. Don't eat meat. If everybody eats a vegetarian diet, the toxin will decrease by the day.Therefore, if this world really wants to purge its toxins, people ought to follow a vegetarian diet rather than eat meat. The reason I say this is because there are toxins in living beings' flesh. The quantity of this poison is minuscule and its actions subtle. You may not feel anything at the time you eat it, but after a period of time, the poison becomes more and more potent.There's no cure for this type of poison. Why? It's because the karma of resentment runs deep.
所以古人才说，千百年来碗里羹啊，怨声四海恨难平。要知世上刀兵劫。是听屠门夜半声，说从千百年以来呀，俺们所吃的这个饭里边的 这个第一碗羹汤啊，就是肉汤。冤深似海，恨难平啊！你看着可是那么一碗汤啊，可是那个冤仇在里头啊，是好像海那么深的冤仇啊，有海那么深。要知世上刀兵劫，你想知道世界上啊，啊，人与人战，家与家战，国与国战，这个地球和地球来战，啊，星球和星球来战，啊，地空啊对着太空来战，啊，那么互相啊怎么征战？这都是啊，啊，吃肉吃的造成这个刀兵劫，刀兵水火瘟疫流行啊，所有一切的这个灾难呢、啊，都是由这个吃肉吃的。
Therefore, the ancients say, the stew in this bowl contains resentment accrued for hundreds and thousands of years.Resentment as deep as the sea, and hatred difficult to ease. To know why there are wars in the world, try to listen at midnight by the butcher's door. For hundreds and thousands of years, we have been eating a meat stew which contains resentment as deep as the sea, and hatred difficult to ease.The resentment in this one bowl of stew contains resentment and enmity as deep as the sea. To know why there are wars in the world, such as why people fight people, households fight households, nations fight nations, planets fight planets, and space fights galaxies, you should know that this wars result from meat eating.All the disasters, including the spread of weaponry, militia, flood, fire, and plague, result from eating meat.
你要想知道吗？这个道理，是为什么他冤深似海？为什么恨难平？啊，为什么有刀兵劫？是听屠门夜半声啊！你去呀、啊，到那个屠宰场啊，你听一听啊，那个半夜是什么声音？你看那个杀猪就有猪哭，猪就在那哭；杀牛嘛，那个牛就在那哭；啊，杀羊，羊在那哭。总而言之啊，杀什么什么在那哭，他这哭啊。也就是在那放毒呢，啊，放那个一股怨毒啊，在这哦，他啊一边哭一边就说好，你现在杀了我，我将来也要杀你，咱们两个你又绝不能完这个事情啊，啊，总而言之啊，要你杀我，我就杀你。你吃我，我就吃你，怎么样？所以啊，这个形成啊，这种的怨毒啊，在这个虚空里头啊，所以虚空啊，就充满了一种怨气、毒气，那么才造成啊种种的灾难，种种的祸患，都是因为人不吃不吃灾的关系。人人要都吃斋了，这次冤业呀，这就平息了啊！化干戈为玉白，这冤气呀，化为吉祥了。
If you want to understand this principle, the reasons why resentment is deep as the sea is difficult to ease, and why there are wars, then try to listen at midnight by the butcher's door. Go to the slaughterhouse and listen.What sounds do you hear there at midnight? There's the cry of pigs when they're being butchered. There's the cry of cows when they're being butchered. And there's the cry of lambs when they're being butchered. In short, whatever it is that you are slaughtering is crying. Its cries are poison. They're releasing a venom of resentment. They cry and say, "You kill me now and I will kill you in the future. What's between us will never end. In short, you will continue to kill me and I will continue to kill you. You will keep on eating me and I will keep on eating you." This creates a poison of resentment in space. Therefore, space is filled with the resentment and poison, creating all kinds of disasters and calamities. All this occurs because people are not vegetarians. If everyone were vegetarian, then all karma of resentment would cease and weapons would turn into gifts of jade and silk, and resentment would turn into auspiciousness. During the Dharma ending age, demons are on the rise while the Dharma is on the decline. The power of demon kings increases by the day while the power of the Buddhas declines by the day. The Buddhas don't typically talk about power. We just call that a form of awesome virtue. When living beings' blessings are great, then the Dharma is on the rise while demons are on the decline, and vice versa when living beings' blessings dwindle. The lives of the human population on Earth are as fragile as a mound of eggs. This mound of eggs will collapse if just one egg cracks. Our lives are the same way.
这个魔子魔孙，魔王魔民，你要是讲一个真理呀，没有人听；你要讲一个邪说呀，听的人不知多少。好像。 你要讲啊，讲经说法，那个人呢，虽然来听，也就好像啊，不太欢喜。
你要是啊唱戏或者演电影或者跳脱衣舞，哦，那个人呢争先恐后的啊，趋之若鹜。要这样啊就看出来这个人心呢不古，道德沦亡啊，这种情形来了。这也就是啊那个魔王啊在那儿常常用他这个魔的势力魔的神通变化来扰乱呢这个世界人类。
The entire world is filled with demonic offspring, demonic kings and citizens. No one wants to listen to you when you want to tell the truth, but if you want to talk about a deviant theory, an inestimable number of people will come and listen to you. Another possibility is that some may come and listen to your sutra lectures and dharma talks, but they don't seem to enjoy it. If you put on a musical, show a movie, or perform a striptease act, then people would be fighting to get in the door. From the above, you can tell that people are no longer as virtuous as they used to be in the good old days. Principles and virtues are being driven out. This is also because demon kings use their demonic power and supernatural powers to disturb the world's populace.
现在最大的妖怪就是这个电脑，这个电脑啊一发明了，把人人呢都弄得好像一个死物似的。
Currently, the biggest monster is the computer. The invention of the computer has turned people into lifeless, useless objects. They have to rely on the computer for everything. The demons invented this with their wisdom. Television is the other monster that has appeared in this world. It deludes everyone so they can't tell black from white and can't differentiate between right and wrong. They can't distinguish clearly. Television teaches children to be deluded, to kill, commit arson, steal, rape, lie, and take drugs. They're being influenced by things such as the computer and television. These two objects are the leading monsters. Although they're monsters, people don't recognize them as such. They treat computers and television as they would gems. They're willing to purchase television sets and computers regardless of the cost. The computer, electronic brain in Chinese, has electrocuted the brain so that it becomes numb. Why do people live in a drunken stupor and die as if in a dream? It's because of these two things. What are the other monsters? They include atom bombs, hydrogen bombs, rockets, satellites launched into space, and deadly lasers. You can tell that lasers are no good just by their name. Deadly rays also means the death of everyone in Chinese. Everyone will eventually die. The reason for this is that the Demon Kings invented this weapon to kill. They want people to become extinct. Not only did they invent these monsters, but they also use various complementary means that serve as assistants and accessories to the monsters. They release various poison gases and polluted items that you take in as if they're hallucinogens and drugs. You don't know which way is east, west, south, or north. Not to mention finding the four intermediate directions, the zenith and nadir. This is all due to the power of the demons.
This
大家说过，现在有一种魔呀，是在这个天外天来的。天外天来呀，这种魔在这个消灭人的这种手段上来用功夫啊。那么他们喷一种毒气，这种毒气呀，喷到五谷上，人吃了就中毒；喷到这一切的畜生的身上，人吃了也这个肉类也中毒；又喷到啊这个一切的鱼类的海里头的生物上面，人吃了这海鲜呢也都会中毒。中毒啊就生 cancer， 生 cancer 啊就会死了。咱们这还不要紧，他还要把我们日用的东西都给撒上了这个慢性的毒药，好像啊这个toilet paper 厕所纸，他们也给撒上毒啊。那么造的这个职场的地方啊，他说这撒上一点香水，有一股香味，其实啊就那个香味用来啊，那就是啊啊有一种大害处啊。所以人又长啊这个直肠炎呢，又是肛门的生炎病啊，种种的这问题就都发生了啊。像你用香的厕所纸啊啊用来用去啊，就用的啊出毛病来了。你看以前人也没用这个香的厕所纸，他也没有这么多这个大肠炎呢、这一类的东西，这就都是有一股毒气在里头。
I had told you about the power of demons when I was in Los Angeles. There's a type of demon that comes from the heaven beyond the heavens. The demons from the heaven beyond heavens work on ways to extinguish human beings. They discharge a poisonous gas on 5 different types of grains so that people who eat them will be poisoned. They also release the poisonous gas onto animals so that animals become poisoned. Consequently, people become poisoned from eating the meat. They also dispense poison onto all sea creatures so that people will be poisoned when they eat seafood. Having been poisoned, they then contract cancer and die. That's not so bad compared to poison on daily necessities such as toilet paper. The toxin is released over a period of time. They sprinkle poison in the form of perfume in places that manufacture paper. That perfume is very harmful and is the cause of intestinal cancer or cancer of the anus. All kinds of problems occur when you use fragrant toilet papers. For example, when people don't have any perfumed toilet papers, there weren't so many ailments, such as cancer in the large intestine. This is because there is toxin on those papers.
最要紧的这个毒在什么上呢？就是我们人人所欢喜的，人人所舍不了的这个东西，这是什么呢？纸币，这个纸币啊，它撒上一种毒纸啊，令你谁摸到这个纸币啊，就得到这种的贪病。这个贪病啊，就是贪多，什么也不够，都要多啊。吃的也贪多，穿的也贪多， 住的房子也贪多啊，那个纸币钱呢更比较贪多，想尽方法来找这个钱，把这个脑啊啊都变成一种啊钱的 cancer 啊。所以啊这个种毒气啊是不可救药的。
Where is the poison causing most damage? It's on something that we all like and cannot give up. It's on cash. Currencies are sprinkled with the type of poison so that you will contract the disease of greed when you touch the bill. You are greedy for more when you have this disease. You never have enough. You want more of everything. You are greedy for more food, for more clothing, and so forth. This is why this poison is incurable.
咱们现在整个三千大千世界，就是啊，万佛城这个，因为万佛在这个万佛城这儿啊，还可以呀、啊，啊，把这种毒气远离了，因为在万佛城小法的人，啊。首先也不争不贪不求不自私不自利，那么这样的呢对这个钱的这种毒啊啊他不会中这个钱的毒了啊。那万华城的人也不吃肉类，那么肉类鱼类的这个毒我们也不啊不不怕了，咱们只吃这个蔬菜，这个蔬菜嘛，它是一种天然的生物，在这个天然的蔬菜本身呢，就有一种解毒的力量，无论这妖魔鬼怪，它撒上什么毒，那么它。等一等就可以解去了，所以我们吃这个蔬菜啊，这是最好的。咱们现在啊，我对你们说过了这话之后，你们各位啊，想一想自己要有这种的毛病的，赶快把它改了它，不要争，不要谈，不要求，不要自私。不要自立，你能以把这五种的毛病去了啊，你就不会中这个现在的五毒。这五种毒啊，哈，那可是厉害的，这五毒丸。
Currently, the city of 10,000 Buddhas is the only place in the entire great world system where poisons keep their distance, because there are 10,000 Buddhas here. Since you are learning the Dharma here at the city of 10,000 Buddhas, you must first not fight, not be greedy, not seek, not be selfish, and not pursue self-benefit. Then you will not be affected by the toxin on money. People at the city of 10,000 Buddhas do not eat meat, so we're not afraid of the poison in meat and fish. As long as you eat vegetables, which are natural, the poison will be neutralized. No matter what poison the monsters, demons, and ghosts sprinkle, natural vegetables will dissolve them after a while. Therefore, it's best if we eat a vegetarian diet. In the past, I have told you that from now on, each of you must think seriously about this matter. Whoever has the problems of contention, greed, seeking, selfishness, self-interest must change them immediately. If you get rid of these five diseases, you will not be affected by these five current poisons. These five poisons are severe. They're the five lethal pills.
你身上还有啊，最要紧的药和你自己的那个收拾干净了，你拉撒桶，什么叫拉撒呢？ 就是你那个恨怨恼怒烦，恨谁有恨啊？有怨，有恼，有怒，有烦，这都是有拉萨，都是没收拾干净的。你自性要光明了，把那个拉萨都收拾干净了，也没有恨，不恨人，也不怨人，也不恼怒人，啊，也不烦人，啊，也不啊，恨怨恼怒啊，烦也不怒人，不生气。所以我现在呀，示范我的皈依弟子，或者出家的在家的人。啊，真是对我有信心的人啊，尽量啊要改善你们自己的这个习气毛病，改善自己这个邋遢桶，把这个恨怨恼怒烦呢都把它扫干净了它。这样子啊，在这个末法的时代呀，能把这个整个世界呀，人类都会借到你的光，能啊多支持一个时期。这个世界早晚是会毁灭的，不过我们要有人真正修道，多一股正气，那么就少一股魔气；多一股佛的力量，就少一股这个魔的力量。所以这是这个一定的道理啊。我讲这话你们不要拿着当耳边风啊，这是啊很重要的，对现在这个问题。
The most important thing for you to do is that you must clear away and clean up your garbage can. What is garbage? It's hatred, resentment, afflictions, anger, and frustration. Whoever has hatred, resentment, affliction, anger, and frustration on garbage that they haven't cleared away and cleaned up. If your inherent nature is bright, you have cleared away and cleaned up your garbage. Consequently, there's no hate, no affliction, no resentment, no hatred, and no temper. Therefore, whether it's my lay or monastic refuge disciples, those who really have faith in me must try your best to correct your habits and faults. Improve your garbage can and sweep clean all the hatred, resentment, anger, and frustration. This way, the entire human populace during the Dharma ending age will lean on your light and be sustained for a longer period of time. The world will eventually destruct. However, if people were to really cultivate the way, there would be a bit more righteous energy and a bit less demonic energy. There will be a bit more power of the Buddha and a bit less power of the demons. Hence, this principle is definitive. Don't let this just go in one ear and out the other. This is a very important contemporary issue.
变呢，
有一种特殊的缘故，它才在变。而这个火山爆发，它是地聚地里它的骨啊，热的力量凝聚时间久了，没有地方发泄了，它把它发泄出来，这火山都爆发了。这海啸也是因为海里它的水大药啊太满了，所以啊这个水就要往外边流，有洪水为灾了，这都是在变。那么这个气候四时春夏秋冬，在每一个国家长了也都会有一些个问题会发生。咱们人如果要反常了，那叫神经病。我们现在空气反常了，这气候反常了，这也是啊在天地间里边呢在那发神经病。发神经病这都不是啊好现象。
The world is changing every day. People are changing. Objects are changing. The world is changing and the air is changing. It shouldn't be raining now, but it is. Hail even came down twice today. The weather is atypical. It's changing for a special reason. Volcanoes explode because heat in the Earth's interior condenses after collecting for a period of time. Since it has nowhere to release itself, it explodes. That's why volcanoes erupt. Tidal waves probably occur because there's so much water in the sea that it floods over. This is change. Every country has its particular type of weather during spring, summer, fall, and winter. Unusual weather represents the universe going insane. Insanity is not a good sign.
咱们在这种啊灾变重生的时候，咱们要老老实实的用功修行，才能啊感化这种戾气化为吉祥，这种灾劫化为平安。如果我们再也不好好的修道，那么这个气候改变，我们人也都会改变，别的啊就不正常的，心理变态，心理变态不正常了啊，这个人呢也就有了问题了。
When disastrous changes abound, we must cultivate honestly to transform this violent energy into auspiciousness, to turn disasters into peace. Furthermore, if we don't cultivate well, we will change as the weather changes.We will become abnormal physically and psychologically. As a result, people have problems.
所以我们修佛法的人在这个有什么变化的期间，应该呀特别努力用功修行，回来我们念佛就多念一点佛，回来我们吃粥多吃一点粥，回来我们念经就多念一点经，
我们有力量去多做一点善事，所谓得大冤孽消。那么在这个非常的时期啊，我们能以随缘不变，不变随缘，这是最要紧。
Those of us learning the Buddha Dharma must work especially hard and cultivate during this period of change. Perhaps we should recite the name of the Buddha more, recite mantras or sutras. If we have the power to do a little more good deeds, then do them, because when virtue is great, resentment and obstacles are eliminated. It is crucial that we accord with conditions and do not change, and do not change in accord with conditions during this unusual period of time.
还有最要紧的就是我们每一个人不要有脾气，如果一有脾气，这就是啊，也是个变，变呢，中在变，变在通，这个正穷就是到极点了，到极点呢，它就该变了，变了，然后才会通达无碍。啊，你那个穷就是不通了。也是不通了，也到极点了，事情啊，无论什么事情都是到那个极点了，穷了啊，所以穷在变，变在通啊，一变的时候就像这个咱们人身上啊生一个拥堵，生一个疮，在没出头的时候啊憋得很难受的，也很痛的，等他一出了头了，把那个能塞子挤出去了，他很快就好了。这也叫穷在变，变在通。我们人呢啊，能在这个生死里边想要了生死，就一定啊要用一番力量，不是就这么容容易易就可以了生死的。
Most importantly, we must not have a temper. If we have a temper, that's also change. Things change when it reaches an extreme. Things are penetrated when they change.Things change when they're at an extreme, and only as a result of change that they penetrate and become unobstructed. Your extremes are not penetrating. An example of an extreme is a sore that someone has. Before the sore bursts, while it's still at its infancy, you find it suffocating and difficult to bear. When it pops, however, the pus is squeezed out.The sore then heals soon afterward. This is also called things change when it reaches an extreme. Things are penetrated when they change. If we want to be liberated from birth and death, we must exert ourselves. We don't become liberated from birth and death so easily. We must use our strength.
用力量，什么力量？就是无论做什么事情，只要往真了做，啊，往真了做，遇到啊这个横逆之来，遇到这个坎坷逆境，啊，还要不动心，不发脾气，这就是啊，栽培心上地。栽培你心上面的地，涵养性中天，啊，涵养你性里头的天，啊， 那么能有这样子咱们补天地的正气不足，才能啊是一个真正的修道的人，真正信佛的人啊，真正修法的人，要深深的去研究，深深的去明了，深深研究明了，然后把我们这个指招要破了。咱们不能指招一切的物，不能指招一切的事啊，不能指招一切的一切，咱们都不要指招。你要能不指招了啊，那就是解脱了，就是得到解脱了。你还有所指招，那都是没得到解脱，没得能得到解脱，你就不能自在。
What strength? We should be true in whatever it is that we do. Whenever we encounter obstacles and difficulties, we are not moved and do not get angry. This way we nurture the ground in our minds and the heaven in our nature. If you can do that to make up for the dearth of righteous energy in the universe, you are a true cultivator, a true believer of Buddhism. Someone who truly seeks the Dharma must investigate and understand this deeply. This way we will break our attachments. If we are not attached to any object or phenomenon, to anything and everything, then we will be liberated. If you still have attachments, you cannot be liberated. If you're not liberated, then you cannot be carefree.
每一天每一天都有很多的这种的麻烦发生，不是国与国互相作战杀死很多人呢，外边就有这火灾烧了死很多人，回着就有水灾淹死，或者又有这种毒气放出来，又毒死很多；或者有飞机失事，又死了很多人；或者有火车发生意外，死了很多人；或者有霸死。也死很多人，乃至于这个汽车，一天每一天都不知道死多少人，这个世界呀，也就因互相斗争，没有一个安宁的时候。
Many problems occur every day. Many people die in a war between countries, in a fire.In a flood, by poisonous gases, in an airplane crash, in a train accident, or in a bus accident. Who knows how many people are killed because of the invention of automobiles? There's never a moment of peace in a world where everyone fights. Why? It is because people are intent on fighting. You challenge me, and I challenge you.No one is willing to yield. This is why the world isn't at peace.
也就是人心呢，不能改恶向善。你坏，我想比你更坏；你恶，我想比你更恶。就是啊，斗争怎么样坏，斗怎么样恶，这世界一天就比一天坏了。现在你把眼睛睁开看一看，整个世界哪一个地方是一个最安全的地方？ 没有。所以啊，我们现在啊，预备举行一个祈祷世界和平的大会，希望大家啊都共同一个心来啊求这个世界和平，一定啊会有感应的。
For this reason, the human mind does not transform its evil into goodness. You're nasty? Well, I'll be even nastier. This is the nastiness and evil of conflict.This is how the world degenerates day by day. Open your eyes wide and take a look now. There's not one safe place in the entire world. I plan to organize a large gathering to pray for world peace. I hope that everyone will pray for world peace together. By praying wholeheartedly, our prayer will definitely be answered.
今年过年呢，念这个消灾吉祥神咒，咱们为全世界的灾，咱们要给它消了。全世界的全人类都要得到吉祥。在一般的道场里做什么法会呀，就要找功德主。这功德主嘛，就是拿钱的。可是我们万佛城啊，无论做什么法会，没有功德主，而只有主功德。什么叫主功德嘛？俺们这个万佛城主持这个功德，俺们这功德要给全世界来回向，回向给全人类。咱们在这修行用功啊，要对全世界全人类都有帮助有利益，不是单单就为着我们自己啊。所以我们这个法会是大而无外的，没有在呀任何的众生超出我们的法会外边。俺们无论啊他信佛的不信佛的，是善人是恶人，俺们都给他们回向。
For New Year's Day today, we shall recite the auspicious spiritual mantra that eradicates disasters. We must eliminate disasters for the entire world. We must acquire good fortune for the entire human race in this world. The temple typically requires a host of merit and virtue who sponsors the Dharma assembly by paying.However, no Dharma assembly at the city of 10,000 Buddhas is paid for by a host of merit and virtue. The city of 10,000 Buddhas dedicates the merit and virtue from hosting Dharma assemblies to the entire world and the human race. We must help the entire world and human race in our cultivation and hard work. This is not just for ourselves.Our Dharma assemblies are all-inclusive. No one is outside of this Dharma assembly, whether he believes in Buddhism or otherwise. We transfer merit and virtue to everyone, be it a good or bad person.
以这个念消灾吉祥神咒这种的功德，啊， 来救全世界的全人类的灾难啊，不是单单为我们万佛堂这么几个人，所以我们必须要诚心诚意的来做这种法会。我们既没有代价啊，不是叫人家来啊拿钱啊出功德，我们自己在这儿做这种的工作，所以再要不认真的做，那就要把这种意义就失去了。所以我们在这儿每一个人念的都是为全世界全人类来念这个消灾吉祥神咒，希望有我们这种至诚恳切心，佛菩萨慈悲怜悯我们众生的这种灾难把它减少了，减轻了它，大的灾难化成小的小了，小的灾难就化成没有了啊。我们这是啊尽上我们在这个世界的一份力量，我们为全世界来做法会，为全人类来祈祷啊，这有多么有价值的事情。
We use the merit and virtue of the spiritual mantra to eradicate disasters for the entire human race and world. We're not doing it just for these few people here at the City of 10,000 Buddhas. Therefore, we must participate in these assemblies with sincerity. We are not paid to do this. We are not doing this kind of job when people pay us to create merit and virtue. We are doing this on our own. Therefore, we lose the meaningfulness of what we do if we aren't serious. We are here reciting the auspicious spiritual mantra that eradicates disasters for the entire human race and the entire world. Being so sincere and earnest, we hope the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas will be kind and pity us by reducing some of living beings' disasters, lightening the effects of major disasters, and eliminating the minor disasters. We are just doing our part in the world. We are holding Dharma assemblies for the entire world and praying for the entire human race. Isn't that valuable?
Thank you.啊，每一个人呢都要拿出万分的诚心来用功修行啊，借着这万佛城这么好的地方，这么方便的地方啊，大家能用功。你要是没有这么好的地方想要来做这功德，也没有地方去做去。所以我们万佛堂以后每一年在正月初一就是年三十晚间啊，就开始啊洒净，第二到初一这一天就开始啊送这个消灾吉祥神咒，这是一年的我们为全世界全人类来啊做这种工作，咱们这叫主功德，主办呢这种功德为法界众生来回向。所以你们各位呀 能参加这种的工作的有多光荣啊，有多幸运。所以呀 你们应该打起精神来好好的为世界全世界全人类做一点事情。
Every one of us must be more than 100% sincere. We must cultivate and work hard, since the City of 10,000 Buddhas is such an excellent and convenient place for cultivation. If such a fine place doesn't exist and isn't available to you, you will not have somewhere to develop merit and virtue. Therefore, on January 1st of every year, the city of 10,000 Buddhas will recite the auspicious spiritual mantra that eradicates disasters. We begin by purifying the boundaries on December 30th. This is work that we do for the entire human race in a new year. We are sponsoring merit and virtue to be transformed to living beings in the Dharma realm. How glorious and fortunate it is that you are able to participate in this kind of work. So you ought to strike up your spirits and do some good things for the entire human race.
受持楞严咒，这无形中啊，就帮助这个世界减少一切的灾难。是所谓减少水难、减少火难、减少风难、减少地震的难，减少这生老病死的难。这都不是一定所谓的事，就是令这个世界上啊，人类减少这些灾难。大的灾难能化小了，小的灾难就能化没有了。
We invisibly help the world reduce disasters by reciting the Shurangama mantra. Blood, fire, windstorms, earthquakes,birth, death, aging, and sickness are all reduced. None of this is for oneself. We help to decrease these disasters in the world so that the major disasters become minor disasters and the minor disasters disappear into nothing.
Mabel, in 1968, the 预言家弟子科学家所有的那个地理小讲、天文小讲，都说这个三元四要地震。可是那时候啊，虽然要地震，也没有现在这么严重。现在啊，真是要地震。那么真是要地震。也不是不能挽回这个地震，我们大家要能啊诚心诚意的来啊诵持大悲咒，回者楞严咒，把这个灾难呢都能减轻了，都能大的化小，小的化没有了。我们替这个整个世界人类来祈祷，减少这个众生的业报，所以，所以下个礼拜天开始，咱们以后啊，每个礼拜天，最好上午啊，大家都诚心念楞严咒。下午啊，念大悲咒，如果要是愿意专心的，上午下午都念楞严咒也可以，上午下午专心都念大悲咒也可以。
In 1968, American diviners, geologists,and astronomers have all said that the city of San Francisco will have an earthquake. Although there was an earthquake, it was not too serious. Even if a major earthquake was meant to occur, it's still possible to avert the disaster. As long as we recite and uphold the Great Compassion Mantra, or the Shurangama Mantra, sincerely, we turn major disasters into minor ones,and minor disasters into naught. We pray on behalf of the entire human race that living beings' karmic retribution be reduced. Therefore, starting next Sunday and every Sunday thereafter, we should sincerely recite the Shurangama mantra in the morning and recite the Great Compassion mantra in the afternoon. It's fine, too, if you want to concentrate on reciting the Great Compassion mantra both in the morning and the afternoon. In short, as long as you are focused, efficaciousness results. You may recite either the Shurangama mantra or the Great Compassion mantra. Just be absolutely sincere while praying for the entire world. You will then definitely attain the answers to your prayers and invisibly transmute the calamities. This is how we help and benefit the multitude of beings. We're going to have this disaster at first, but we have transformed it through prayers so that it disappeared. That's how one practices the Bodhisattva path. Don't just think of ourselves in each move. Don't say, I'm afraid to lose out and afraid that I won't gain anything. We must benefit others in every thought. Forget oneself. That way we have the heart and behavior of a bodhisattva and can teach and transform all beings by practicing the bodhisattva way.
免除一切的灾难，所谓非灾横祸，都免除了。这个世界就平安了，那么出家人在早晨做早课，晚间做晚课，这无形中呢，就是用所有的人的平安和快乐，重大为咒啊的力量，哎呀，没有那么大，最好就是送吃楞严咒，能够送楞严咒，这个世界就平安了，每一个人也都平安。所以我们人呢，我们出家念楞严咒，这是对于整个世界都有大的帮助。我们一念楞严咒，把这个世界这种啊染污的空气都可以澄清了它。那么一念楞严咒，把这虚空里头啊这个瘟疫传染病也都消灭了。 南无万能圆照，这个本来空气里有毒，可以啊，把这个毒都解了，没有了，又有这么大的好处。所以啊，不要把这个楞严咒看得认为很平常，你能全念更好，不能全念，你单会念某一段呢，也就很大的力量。
Hence, Sangha members recite the Shirangama mantra every morning to help this world eliminate all disasters and accidents. Hence, the world is more peaceful. Sangha members do the morning ceremony and evening ceremony to imperceptibly bring peace and happiness to everyone. The power of reciting the Great Compassion mantra isn't enough. It's best to recite the Shirangama mantra. When you recite the Shirangama mantra, the world becomes peaceful and safe for everyone. Therefore, it's immensely helpful for Sangha members to recite the Shirangama mantra for the world. We can clear away the pollution in the air when we recite the Shirangama mantra for the world. We also extinguish plagues and contagious diseases in the air when we recite the Shirangama mantra. By reciting the Shirangama mantra, we dissolve the poison in the air. That's how beneficial it is. Don't consider the Shirangama mantra ordinary. If you can recite it in its entirety, it's best. If not, reciting one section of it is still very powerful. While we sit here in meditation, we affect the air around the world. Everyone knows that our air is murky. Actually, it's not just murky, it's noxious. Since there's so much toxin in the air, there are many viruses in the world. They're created from the poison in the air. What are we doing as we sit here in meditation? We're sanitizing the poison and eliminating the toxin in the air. Why is there so much poison? It's because no one cultivates that the air contains so much toxin. If we cultivate, then the poison in the air is eliminated. It adds an infinite amount of merit and virtue to the world's population, too.
We
没有那么多奇奇怪怪的病，也就不会死那么多的。奇奇怪怪的人了，所以啊，世界没有奇怪的，那么就平安了。那个世界平安了，这是人人的希望。可是他们不知道啊，怎么样子能令这个世界平安。他们不晓得消毒，也不晓得用这个电疗啊，所以呀、啊，这世界一天比一天这个毒就多啊，毒气就深了。
As we eliminate the poison in the air, people won't have so many bizarre sicknesses.Without so many strange ailments, fewer people will die. We're safer without all that strangeness. Everyone hopes for safety and peace in the world, but they don't know how to make the world peaceful. They don't know how to disinfect the poison or to use electric therapy. That's why the poison in this world increases day by day, and poisonous gases thicken.
什么叫电疗呢？你看那个有病的人，这医生啊用电给他治这个病，这叫电疗。咱们现在呀、啊、要治这个世界的病，也用电疗。啊，就是也就是方才说这个消毒的意思。那么俺们在这修行，怎么就会消毒这个空气呢？给空气消毒呢？这你还不明白？你各位呀、啊，只要能把你的妄想停下来，你就会呀、啊、放出智慧光来，你就会有无量的功德。
What is electric therapy? You see how physicians use electricity to cure sick patients? That's electrical therapy. We have to use electric therapy to cure the world's illnesses, too. This is also what it means to process poisons. How are we disinfecting the poisonous air while we cultivate here? Don't you understand? If you would just stop your false thinking, then you will release the light of wisdom and have infinite merit and virtue.
各位，你要想帮助这个世界，来呀，做一个电疗的医生，啊，救助啊，给这个救助这个空气的里边的众生，啊，成就空气里边的佛。那么你现在呀、啊、就要静坐，不是要啊妄想坐，不是要啊静坐妄想，这个是最要紧的。
If you wish to help this world and act as a doctor who turns the multitude of beings in the air into Buddhas by performing electrical therapy, then you must sit quietlynot sit amidst false thoughts. It's most critical that you don't continue to strike up false thoughts.
This world, science advancement.什么奇怪的事情都有、以前没有撞车的事情，现在有撞车，两个车 互相一撞，人就会死的。飞机也会在空中一撞，人就会死的。火车一撞，人就会死的。这个死了都不是死了一个人，要死很多人。以前没有这么多的交通工具啊，没有这么多人死。骑马也很少，接伤的也很少。咱们现在啊，这个科学发达了，对人是有利，可是也有害处。
This world is advancing in terms of science. All kinds of strange things are happening. There are accidents now which didn't used to be. Because of this, people die from a car accident where two cars crash into each other, from airplanes crashing into each other, from trains crashing into each other. Not just one person dies from such accidents, but lots of people die from such accidents.Fewer people died when there were fewer such modes of transportation. Relatively few people died or got hurt from riding horses. Scientific advancement may benefit people, but it's harmful too.
这个都不算出奇的事情，很平常的。最这个出奇的，现在这个楼和楼会相撞。这个标定呢，香港就发生这个新闻。先前的这一机有10000吨那么多的山石泥土啊，压下把一个两层楼的楼房就给吃了，然后这个两层楼房又一撞到一个12层的楼，把12层楼又给撞倒了，12层楼又撞到一个6层楼上，又给撞倒了，又撞了12层楼，这个楼和楼就撞了。
Those things mentioned so far aren't so strange. The strangest thing now is that buildings crash into one another.There was a news incident in Hong Kong where 10,000 tons worth of rubble and mud swallowed the two-story building. The two-story building then smashed into a 12-story building.